Well, there goes that idea. Mira sat back in her chair and pulled up one knee. She laced her fingers over her knee and set her chin on her hands, face thoughtful. Antony chewed his cheek, a slash between his brows. He grabbed the tablet, fingers dancing across the screen.
Maybe not. She showed me all these monuments in Warsaw and told me they were about her.
Antony's hazel eyes flashed up at me and Mom as he punched terms into the search bar.
I thought she was joking, of course. Just having a laugh at my expense.
A page full of writing popped up on the tablet. The title was The Mermaid of Warsaw. I scooched my chair closer to Antony so I could read the small screen. Two images were visible on the right-hand side. The top one displayed a coat of arms with a bright red background behind a blonde mermaid with a raised sword in one hand and a shield in the other. A crown sat above the crest, and the caption read, "The current coat of arms of Warsaw."
Whoa, I breathed. Mom, come take a look at this.
Mom came to my other side as all three of us peered at the article. The image below the current coat of arms was another, more ancient-looking coat of arms. It depicted a similar image, but green, with a beast that was less a mermaid and more of a hybrid creature, a woman with a tail, and dragon's wings, and strange duck-like feet.
She said this one was made before anyone in Warsaw got a good look at her, said Antony, pointing to the green one. Hideous, isn't it?
1652, Mum said under her breath, reading the caption.
Just how old is she?
The creature first appeared on the coat of arms in 1390, I read aloud, pointing at where the date appeared. My skin shivered with goose flesh, and I gaped up at my mum. Is that possible? Can a mermaid really live that long? Mum lifted a shoulder, but wonder was etched across her face.
Why not? Look at all the monuments.
Antony scrolled down the page with his thumb.
I can still hardly believe that these are of the woman I knew.
Five more creations were shown on the page, three freestanding statues, all of which depicted a beautiful mermaid with a sword raised over her head and shield in her other hand. One was a crest affixed to a wall, also of a mermaid in the midst of attack, and the last was a more recent, more demure and modern statue, which was roughly the form of a mermaid but depicted without weapons. Many more coats of arms done at various points throughout history were also on display. Scroll up, let's read what it says. I patted Antony's arm and he scrolled back to the top.
The legend of the Warsaw mermaid, my mother read out loud as we each skimmed the text. It says she was trapped by a merchant, but rescued by fishermen, and ever since she has been the protector of the city.
I laughed with delight at the next part. The little mermaid statue in Copenhagen is of her sister.
Look.
Antony's voice was strangely breathless.
It's right there in black and white.
I read aloud again, the hairs spindling straight up to standing on the back of my neck. Polish Sirenka is cognate with siren, but she is more properly a freshwater mermaid called Melusina. Antony and I shared a disbelieving look.
Lucy, he said, followed by Melusina. That's it, right? That has to be it.
Mira nodded.
That's her name, all right.
She put a hand on my shoulder.
I don't know about you, but after reading all of that, I'm dying to meet this 600-something-year-old mermaid warrior, and not just for her ability to read Atlantean. How about you?
I could only nod in reply.